لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the most perfect and pure teachings of this great deen of Islam, as well as the honor of being linked and associated to our beloved Nabi Kareem, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhabbat and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the fundamentals of our Iman. In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, narrated by Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu an, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that none of you will ever attain to perfect Iman until such time that I become more beloved to you than your parents, your children, and more than any other human being. In fact, perfection of Iman lies in the fact that we love our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even more than we love our own selves. In the verses of Quran recited, the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, this ruku has immense virtues. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when waking up for tahajjud, would look towards the sky and read these verses, the last entire ruku of Surah Ali Imran. And in these verses, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us the qualities of those who are the ulul albab, people of great wisdom and intellect. So what are the signs of those who are the intellectuals, the wise ones, the prudent ones, those who have great foresight? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah Ta'ala says that verily in the creation of the skies and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ and the system of alternation of day and night, لَآيَاتِ there are indeed many, many signs, signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudrah and His greatness. As Allah Ta'ala tells us about the skies, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا Allah Ta'ala has created the skies, the amazing, huge, powerful creation of Allah Ta'ala. And such a huge and powerful mass remains suspended without any support of pillars. This is the qudra of Allah Ta'ala alone that keeps them up in their place. Similarly in the earth, the many amazing signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudra and His power in this earth, the huge and powerful anchoring mountains, rivers, streams, dams, lakes, the oceans, trees, greenery, plantations, landmarks on earth, within the human body itself, in our anatomy. And these are many, many signs of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And similarly, Allah Ta'ala says in the alternation, the system, the sun and moon, rotating, moving within their orbit, and this then being the cause of day and night. Allah Ta'ala counts the alternation of day and night, and both of them with their specific benefits. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا Allah Ta'ala says, we have given you the peace and darkness of night as a covering for you, as a means of rest for your bodies. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Allah Ta'ala says, we have made the day a means of you acquiring your sustenance, spreading out and earning your rizq that Allah Ta'ala has decreed for every person. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, in these are definite signs. And who are those who derive these as the signs of Allah Ta'ala's qudra and His greatness? It is people of true and perfect intellect. A person of intellect, an intelligent person, is the one who understands, why am I on this earth? What is my purpose of existence? Where am I going to from here onwards? And therefore prepares adequately. That is a sign of a wise and intellectual person. That my purpose of existence on earth is to obey Allah Ta'ala to the best of my capability under all circumstances. Why have I come here? To please my Allah Ta'ala, and that my Allah Ta'ala will test me in two ways. Sometimes by favorable circumstances, favorable situations, the test is how much shukr I make for Allah Azza wa Jal for His ni'mas and favors. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala also tests by means of adversity, sabr, patience, and enduring continuously in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, we will test you. And the main purpose of our existence on earth, Allah Ta'ala very, very clearly says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created the human being and jinn except for one purpose only, لِيَعْبُدُونِ, that they may worship me. And what is meant by worship? لِيَعْرِفُونِ, that they may recognize me, they may gain my ma'rifat in various ways, derive the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and thereafter be inspired to obey Allah Ta'ala under all situations, whether it pertains to my dealings, my ritualistic forms of worship, my social conduct, and every aspect, they all constitute ibadah. Similarly, the laws of hygiene, in personal hygiene, halal, haram, that obeying Allah Ta'ala under all of those situations, that is ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala then tells us some of the salient features. There are many others mentioned in other places of the Quran. Many others mentioned at other junctures in the Quran Azim. But on this instance, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions three. So one is, they look around and derive the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the signs of Allah in His creation. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Another salient feature of the intellectual ones, they are those who remember Allah Ta'ala, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala at all times, in all situations. Their hearts are connected to Allah Ta'ala. The tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Whether standing, sitting, lying down, dhikr is that great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala that a person can do it even while lying down. That many a person aspire to high spiritual ranks while lying comfortably in their beds and make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Let us make the habit continuously as much as possible, the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is part and parcel of a person's every situation. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the parting advices to Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, as he's being sent as the governor and the teacher to the people of Yemen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله
لا لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقام محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. So first salient feature of the Ulul Albab, recognizing the greatness of Allah Ta'ala from the creation around us. Secondly, that they remember Allah Ta'ala, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala under all situations, standing, sitting, lying down. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, extremely beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last meeting, very emotional moments, he's being sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the governor and the teacher to the people of Yemen. He asked for parting advices that which actions are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَن تَمُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطَبًا مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That when death comes to you, your tongue is moist, it is engrossed, it is immersed in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And that will only be possible that a person who had made dhikr of Allah Ta'ala throughout one's life in excessive abundance, because at that critical time of death, that happens to a person which a person has natural affinity for. So standing, sitting, even lying down in our beds, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is a means of great spiritual elevation. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Another sign of the intellectual ones is they deeply ponder and reflect in the amazing creation of Allah Ta'ala, the skies and the earth. And after that reflection, they arrive at the conclusion. Pure intellect brings you to this conclusion. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. وَاللَّهُ, whatever is around us, you have not created it in vain, without purpose. It is there for us to utilize. It is there for us to look at and recognize your greatness, O Allah. And then at that moment of recognition of Allah Ta'ala, they also realize where they are going to in the hereafter. They know that there is Jannah and Jahannam, and immediately beg and seek protection from the blazing fire of Jahannam. O Allah, you have created all of this with a great purpose, not in vain. Subhanak, O Allah, you are pure. You are, all glory belongs to you. Faqina azab an-nar. So therefore, Allah, we beg and plead of you, Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of the blazing fire of Jahannam. So the wise ones are those who know the Akhirah. They know there is Jannah and they beg for it and make an effort for it. They know that there is Jahannam. Make every effort humanely possible and then place our total dependency and trust in Allah Ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala protection from that blazing fire of Jahannam. For indeed, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ, that those who are kept distance from the fire of Jahannam and are honored with entering into Jannah, فَقَدْ, and see what wide-ranging changes come into all aspects of our lives. Second quality of those with wisdom and foresight, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ. On the one hand, they remember death abundantly, but do not leave it at merely remembrance. It translates into practice, that they conscientiously prepare for the life after death, make a concerted effort, considering it an investment to the hereafter. What are the two benefits of these two qualities? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. It is those who have attained honor of this dunya, and they will be the esteemed, and the entire distance between east and west had it been exposed in this dunya. Last hadith, Sayyidina Hakim bin Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Hakim bin Muawiyah radiallahu anhu says, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is in Jannah an ocean or a river of water, an ocean of honey, an ocean of milk, and an ocean of wine that we know does not intoxicate. From these oceans or these river, from these oceans will those very rivers flow in Jannah. So we learn in the Quran Azim, Allah Ta'ala speaks about these very same rivers. We learn from here the places of the origins, The origins will flow from these various oceans into the rivers of Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us.